I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One of Mission India's partners, Shikhar, teaches a Bible-based adult literacy class in East India. Recently, a group of anti-Christian activists threatened Shikhar, telling him if he didn't stop teaching the class, they would kill his son. Regan Miller with Mission India says,
in response, Shikhar went ahead and filed a complaint with the police. But before anything could come of that, the activists actually showed up at Shikhar's house and his son was asleep, and 10 people took this 20-year-old son out of the village and beat him to death. And they actually brought him back into the village afterwards and put his body on display.
Mission India is supporting Shikhar and his family as they grieve, pray for the Holy Spirit's comfort, and also for the extremists to know Christ. And Indonesia's new president was sworn into office last Sunday. Christians are wondering if the new administration will come to their defense if needed. They make up just 11% of Indonesia's majority Muslim population. Jusserdi Purba with A3 says people will try to convince Christians that their beliefs are absolutely wrong. Other kinds of social, legal, and physical persecution varies depending on the region. But Purba says Christians' first move needs to be Christ-like love, a godly life, and relationship building. He says in many cases, people have asked why believers aren't responding with hate.
That is the door open for us to say what we do because we have love in Jesus, and we want to show to them that Jesus also loved them.
Learn more in the full story at our website. For now, join Indonesia's believers in praying for deeper godliness and a winsome witness to God's love. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.